Début du dialogue 7.
What's your son Brian doing now? Is he still working at the hotel? I remember you telling me his working times were unpredictable from one week to the next.
Yes, he's still there. How much he works varies enormously because he's on a 0 hours contract.
Oh yes, they're the contracts where employers hire you with no guarantee of work. The employees work as and when they're needed. The employees are only paid for the hours they work, and the employers can get them to turn up at work at very short notice.
Yes, that's how it is. It all seems wrong to me. People on 0 hours contracts have very little security. They never know from one week to the next how much they're going to earn, and they can be very easily exploited.
But that's only one side of the story, isn't it? What about the employer's point of view? It gives them flexibility when they can't predict demand. A friend of mine runs a market research call centre. He can't guarantee work for his employees until he's signed a contract with a company and they're needed. With 0 hours contracts, he can call people in at short notice to do the work.
But it's unfair to employees. There's no risk at all for the employer. And some avoid paying sickness benefit, holiday pay and overtime. Employers should take more interest in the welfare of their workforce. The British Office for National Statistics found that nearly 600,000 workers were on 0 hours contracts in 2013. Some estimate that the real figure is 1 million, which is amazing. These workers have no idea what days they'll work, or even if they'll have any work from one week to the next. There's no security at all.
But employers often can't provide that security. It's unrealistic to expect security in the modern world. Here's another example, tourism. That's the sector your son's working in. Tourism is a huge industry in Britain. It employs almost 3 million people. In 2011, it created 120,000 new jobs.
What's your point?
Tourism can only create jobs because it's got a flexible labour market and can respond quickly to changes in demand. People often book their holidays at the last minute to get the lowest prices, so the hotel industry needs to be able to adjust rapidly. Customers benefit from this too, because prices are kept low and they don't have to pay for services they don't really need. Tell me, when people wait until the last minute to make a booking, do they think of the possible impact on employees?
But flexibility for the bosses means insecurity for the workers. Without a decent contract, people can't rent a home or sometimes even get a mobile phone. And if someone wants to think about buying a home, well, they can forget it. It's impossible.
You're still thinking in an out-of-date economic model. Quite a lot of people actually value flexibility in their work. Many students who need to work a few hours a week to help pay for their studies are on 0 hours contracts. They can fit their work in around their studies. They can say no if it's impossible for them to work on a certain day or at a certain time, so it suits them. It's also true for a person who prefers to have a part-time job or occasional work rather than a full-time post.
Businesses elsewhere in Europe seem to manage without these contracts. Look at Germany, for instance. They're the current economic success story, and they don't have 0 hours contracts. Here in Britain, more and more multinational companies are using them just to cut costs, when they could well afford to give proper paying conditions to their staff. And their use is spreading too. You find more and more of these 0 hours contracts in health, accountancy, IT, higher education, even at Buckingham Palace. We should stop this.
Do you think that if you abolished 0 hours contracts, they would be replaced by permanent jobs and long-term contracts? Isn't the likely result to be more people out of work? None of us wants that. Least of all, your son.
Fin du dialogue 7.